707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Leanna, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and you. Text line's already popping this morning at 343-0106. Let me add this, too. Not only is it Monday, it's also National Fried Chicken Day.
Oh, boy.
Just saying. Like, I love fried chicken.
Same here.
We can have maybe fried chicken discussion coming up at the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. All right, you may have seen the headlines over the weekend as the United States and Florida setting high numbers of coronavirus positive cases. Dalton has the latest on those numbers for us.
Yeah, nationally, testing is up. Numbers of new cases are up, but deaths way down in America.
Good news.
And we now have nearly 3 million total positive cases of coronavirus in the USA, and over 132,000 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were 44,530 new cases added, but over the holiday weekend, over 2 million tests were reported. A new high of 721,000 tests were reported on Friday, followed by 645,000 Saturday and 654,000 yesterday. So with yesterday's number, 6.8% of those tests came back positive. Also, only 251 deaths reported nationally yesterday. Now, it was a holiday weekend, and we have seen in the past that sometimes on these holiday weekends, when you're trying to gather the national numbers, not everyone reports those numbers, but still, from what we've seen over the last few weeks in America, it's not outrageous to believe that there were only 251 deaths reported yesterday. That would be the lowest number since March 23rd, and not much lower than what we saw on Saturday, when 254 deaths were reported. There were 616 deaths reported on Friday. There now haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th. Now, according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, which tracks the number of national test results until 3 p.m. every day. Yesterday, there were 654,000 tests reported, so there have now been over 35.5 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 33,450 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state, and 984 have died due to COVID-19. There have also been nearly 450,000 total tests performed. Yesterday, or on Friday, a new high of 1,758 new cases were added for Alabama. That was followed by 997 new cases on Saturday and 1,091 yesterday. So that brings our 7-day average to a new high of 1,212 cases per day. The 2-week average is also at a high. Right now it sits at 989 cases per day. There were no deaths reported yesterday for Alabama, but that may change with the update coming later this morning from the Alabama Department of Public Health. There were 22 deaths reported on Friday and one death reported on Saturday. Our weekly average right now sits at 12 deaths per day, while the 2-week average is 11 per day. I mentioned this some last week, but we started to see a spike in new cases in Alabama around June 10th, much earlier than this spike in the United States as a whole. But for Alabama specifically, with the new cases starting to spike on June 10th, we would expect to start seeing deaths rise correspondingly this week, if they're going to rise correspondingly. There's been a lot of talk about the fatality rate with COVID-19 and whether this wave may be less dangerous because of the types of people and how their comorbidities or age may factor into this. But right now, we are not seeing that corresponding rise in deaths with the number of new cases. But Alabama continues to test as well, just like the United States as a whole. Over 30,000 tests reported in Alabama over the weekend. We're averaging a new high of 9,000 test results per day over the last week and 7,500 over the last 2 weeks. Over those 2 weeks and the last week, around 13% of the test results have been positive. At the local level, Mobile County added 383 new cases over the weekend, which brings their total to 4,080 cases of coronavirus since the pandemic began. There have also been 134 that have died in Mobile County. Zero new deaths reported over the weekend. Baldwin County added 178 new cases over the weekend. Their total now sits at 864, with 9 deaths due to COVID. They have not reported a death due to COVID in Baldwin County since May 22nd. It's been well over a month now. Washington County has 109 cases with 7 deaths. Clark County, 274 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County has had 235 positive cases with 2 deaths. Kanawha County, 209 cases with 7 deaths. Escambia County, 350 cases with 6 deaths. Choctaw County, 195 cases with 12 that have died, and Wilcox County, 291 cases with 8 deaths. And looking at the three counties in Alabama that have had the most number of cases and deaths, Jefferson County got hit the hardest over the weekend. They added 834 new cases and 10 new deaths. They lead the state in both number of cases and deaths with 152 that have died. Montgomery County has more cases than Mobile County, but fewer deaths. Montgomery added 288 cases over the weekend and 4 new deaths.
All right, Dalton, with the update there, and of course, last week, the talk about City of Mobile and the mask ordinance. I noticed a lot of people wearing their mask. Dollar General and Jerry's Fireworks is where I went this weekend, and people were masked up in both of those. Three big things, top news stories of the day. The Mobile County Health Officer has now issued, Dr. Bernard Eichold, has now issued a health order making the wearing of face masks in public places a go in unincorporated, because this was a question last week. So Mobile passed the mask ordinance. It also then, when we were talking to George Talbot last week, found out it applies to the police jurisdiction. And now, according to the state health officer, the Mobile County health officer, that unincorporated Mobile County under that mask order as well. So that's going on in the county. And it's going to be, unincorporated. So municipalities within the county that choose not to. By the way this reads, if it's in effect for unincorporated Mobile County, maybe it's up to the jurisdictions inside Mobile County. If you're Dauphin Island, Bottle Battery, Citronelle, wherever.
Right. And while I stayed in the city limits of Mobile over the weekend, I went to a couple stores, tried not to go out much, but I did notice that nearly everyone was wearing masks while I was out this weekend.
Yeah, and noticed, just like I said, those two places, a lot of masking going on there. And three big things are top news stories of the day. Another story about masks, and this one from Fairhope, as Fairhope Mayor Karen Wilson has said they are not requiring a mask mandate. So Fairhope is not going to implement a mask mandate, according to the mayor. We'll talk more about that. Plus, what about a second stimulus check? Could these be on the way? We'll talk about that as well coming up this hour on Mobile Mornings. All right, and nationally, of course, we had the Independence Day holiday, but it was a deadly weekend. Fatal shootings reported in numerous U.S. cities over the July 4th holiday weekend. John Lawrence from Westwood One says many cases were children that were shot.
Gunfire kills at least 4 children in Chicago, Atlanta, and elsewhere this long July 4th weekend. One of the victims, 8-year-old Sakoria Turner. She and 3 other people were shot in 2 incidents near the Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks was killed by police last month amid national outrage over police brutality. But Atlanta's mayor says this is different.
These aren't police officers shooting people on the streets of Atlanta. These are members of the community shooting each other. Enough is enough.
Fatal gunshots also fired in Chicago Saturday, killing a 7-year-old girl. In Washington, D.C., John Ayala, the founder of the D.C. Guardian Angels, lost his 11-year-old grandson, Davon McNeil, Saturday when bullets were fired near the Frederick Douglass Community Center.
He was with his moms, and instead, when he get out to get the charger, that's when he shot and killed.
And in Alabama, a 22-year-old man is facing a capital murder charge for Friday's fatal shooting of an 8-year-old at a shopping mall just south of Birmingham. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. And you heard the mention of the Frederick Douglass Memorial. They tore that down over the weekend.
What?
Get a bunch of low IQ folks involved in some of these teardowns here. I mean, Frederick Douglass, really? Could they find a Harriet Tubman statue to tear down as well?
Yeah, Rosa Parks. Makes no sense.
Unbelievable. All right, 716 FM Talk, 106.5 on the way in sports.
Well, the Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Indians may be on their way to changing their names due to being offensive to Native Americans. Also, we had winners in NASCAR and on the PGA Tour this weekend. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
All right, and let me update this from the text line here. That question, the way I read the Mobile County Health Department's order is unincorporated portions of Mobile County are under that order to wear a mask. Then municipalities within it make their own rule,
okay,
the way I understand it. Mobile did. Mobile has it for the police jurisdiction. For example, Sims or Citronelle or Town of Dauphin Island would make their own rule, but in unincorporated areas of Mobile County, that mask ordinance in effect as well. 717 News is next.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Professional Collision, seven locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau dominated in his final round on Sunday to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit by three shots. His four-round score of 23 under par was DeChambeau's lowest total on the tour. He spent the three-month coronavirus quarantine bulking up to 240 pounds in order to hit longer shots. After the round, DeChambeau talked about reinventing himself.
It's a little emotional for me because I did do something a little different. I changed my body, changed my mindset in the game, and I was able to accomplish a win while playing a completely different style of golf.
21-year-old Matthew Wolff started the day with a three-shot lead. He finished the tournament in second after making five bogeys in his first 10 holes. DeChambeau birdied four of his first seven holes and closed with three straight birdies in his final round to shoot a 7-under 65. Kevin Kisner finished third at 18-under, and Ryan Armour finished fourth at 16-under par. This weekend, a stacked field will compete at Murfield Golf Club in Ohio for the Workday Charity Open. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick continued his dominant 2020 season with his third career Brickyard 400 win at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Coming out of turn four, Kevin Harvick is going to see the checkered flag. He wins again at the Brickyard.
It's Harvick's fourth win of the season, with all four of those wins coming since NASCAR returned to the track in May. Denny Hamlin also has four wins this year and looked to be on his way to a fifth before running into the wall with seven laps to go. Harvick then beat Matt Kenseth off the final restart to win his second straight Brickyard. Kenseth finished second, followed by Eric Almirola, Brad Keselowski, and rookie Cole Custer. On Friday, seven-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson became the first NASCAR driver to test positive for COVID-19. Yesterday's race was the first that Johnson has missed in his entire career. This coming weekend, the series heads to Kentucky Speedway for the Quaker State 400. The NFL's Washington Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians announced over the weekend that they are reconsidering their nicknames after long being criticized by the public for having names that may be offensive to Native Americans. Two people familiar with Washington told ESPN that the franchise will likely change its name before the start of the 2020 season. Washington's announcement came one day after FedEx said that it asked the team to change its name. FedEx is the team's most prominent sponsor, as the name sponsor of FedEx Field, where Washington plays. And Fred Smith, who's FedEx's founder and CEO, is a minority owner of the team. Then on Thursday, Nike, the NFL's apparel partner, removed the team's apparel from its online shop. Bank of America and PepsiCo also released statements supporting the changing of the name. A few hours later, MLB's Cleveland Indians also said that they were considering a name change. It comes a year after retiring Chief Wahoo, their logo that had long been seen as a racist caricature. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves appear unwavering in their support of the team name. The Braves released a statement Saturday saying the team, quote, honors, supports, and values the Native American community. That will never change. As Major League teams prepare to begin their 2020 season later this month, four Braves players have tested positive for COVID-19. Four-time All-Star Freddie Freeman, premier relief pitcher Will Smith, right-hander Touki Toussaint, and infielder Pete Cosma all tested positive. Freeman's wife Chelsea posted on Instagram that he had, quote, body aches, headaches, chills, and a high fever. And while he did not test positive, Braves new pitcher Felix Hernandez announced over the weekend that he is opting out of the 2020 season. Braves manager Brian Snitker said Sunday that Hernandez opted out because of the pandemic. The MLB has scheduled a 60-game season to start on July 23rd. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So, for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
From the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers again have told us accident-free conditions and light traffic across the Bayway. Good ride from 181 and I-10 at the new Diverging Diamond. Haven't had any problems there. And that ride to Loxley, just watch your speed. The Pierce Law Firm is known for their hassle-free bankruptcy solutions, but they also can help with criminal and DUI defense. Allison Pierce has over 20 years' experience helping people just like you. See them at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Showers, thunderstorms back in the mix today. Dr. Bill says hi in the upper 80s. We'll get more from him coming up from 735. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM joins us. We'll talk with him. And this clip I was playing last week after the Mobile City Council meeting where they voted on face masks. So remember, they had a Tuesday meeting. They had a parliamentary procedure that moved it again for a vote on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the voting, at the conclusion of the Mobile City Council meeting, you heard this, the Heil Hitler. And I'm going to play a little clip here. You hear somebody yell, Heil Hitler, and then you hear Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson respond to that.
Heil Hitler!
Good gracious, alive. Heil Hitler! Good God Almighty. Hitler.
All right, so a little bit of the clip from that meeting on Wednesday. Well, now a story from IMBC 15. Rachel Wilkerson posted this, said a nurse who made an offensive comment at the end of Wednesday's contentious city council meeting may be in trouble with the Alabama Board of Nursing. The complaint has been filed with the board over nurse Pam Maloney's comment, which was a salute to Adolf Hitler. Retired nurse Sabrina Mass was at the same meeting. She says the comment was uncalled for. Mass says Maloney shouted out the comment at the end of the Mobile City Council meeting regarding the city's new mask ordinance. Now Mass is taking action. Heil Hitler, Maloney yelled. Then it has an account of what Councilman Richardson said. It says, while Maloney's exclamation wasn't caught on camera, NBC 15 News crews witnessed her actions alongside Mass. They said the nurse had several outbursts at the meeting. She even threatened the city council at the end of the meeting. She raised her arm and said, Heil Hitler. Okay, so here's the spin on it. Well, first of all, they say the Alabama Board of Nursing is investigating Maloney here for what she said at that meeting. And she goes on, Maloney does, and issues a statement last week, said, this woman who reported me calls herself a civil rights activist, but she is simply harassing me for disagreeing with her about masks. The words were aimed for the council and meant to call them Nazis for passing an unconstitutional ordinance. So she's got her difference with this person who's now reported her to the Board of Nursing, which may threaten her job. We'll talk more about that coming up. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, y'all. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is closed on July 4th to celebrate Independence Day, but free delivery up to 25 miles has been extended for one more week. Buy any Liberty Long Gun safe, and they'll deliver ground floor up to 25 miles absolutely free. And check out all the specials in their showroom. Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt, or go to MikeWardSafeSuperstore.com and place an order there. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else?
Hospitals in Houston, San Antonio, and Austin, Texas are at their limits, and the mayors of those cities say their health systems are about to become overwhelmed by coronavirus. In Miami Beach, Boris Sanchez reports one testing site had to close early because the crowd was so large.
We saw this site actually have to shut down more than an hour early because they administered 1,200 tests and simply had to turn folks away. It was a very frustrating moment for people that waited in line for quite some time.
Phoenix leads the U.S.
in new coronavirus cases per capita. The mayor of that city says people waited 8 hours in lines over the weekend to get tested. More than 2 million federal workers are returning today in the nation's capital, which is one of the few regions of the country where infection rates are falling. After a three-month battle against the virus, the Broadway star Nick Cordero has died at the age of 41. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up strong. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has announced an agreement to buy the natural gas transmission and storage assets of utility company Dominion Energy in a deal currently valued at $9.7 billion. It's Berkshire Hathaway's latest foray into the energy market, and it happens at a time when the pandemic, in addition to a feud between OPEC members and its allies, have leveled energy prices. By purchasing Dominion's assets, Berkshire Hathaway Energy will carry 18% of all interstate natural gas transmission in the U.S., up from 8% currently. The push for Tesla to Tulsa, Oklahoma hasn't let up in weeks, with the final move being bringing in Elon Musk for a visit on the 4th of July weekend. Musk met with the governor and other state leaders about the potential move. Austin, Texas, and Tulsa are the two finalists for the Tesla plant. Crude oil trading at $40.50 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All law firms are not the same. As America's largest personal injury firm, we have more trials, more lawyers, more office buildings, and more caring staff members than any other injury law firm in the world. There's really nothing else like it. Our reputation and results speak for themselves. With more than 2 million people just like you calling us every single year, your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, it's 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
75 and sticky. This must be July as we get started on this Monday.
It sure is, and we've had some areas got a lot of rain yesterday, and it's going to be very humid today. All that starts to evaporate, but we're in for another round of showers and thunderstorms today. We've got a weather disturbance in the upper atmosphere that's helping set all these showers and thunderstorms off. And also there's a small surface low-pressure area over the Florida Panhandle. And the combination of both of these is going to help produce some widespread rainfall activity today. High today should be in the 80s, around 85 degrees. Doesn't look like we'll make it to 90, mainly because of the rain and the cloud cover. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms with a low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, the same weather pattern will be around. That means more showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures tomorrow in the upper 80s. On Wednesday, well, the same situation with numerous showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. But then Thursday, we start to see an improvement. That upper air weather system will move out of the area, and we'll get closer to normal with scattered afternoon thunderstorms for Thursday and warmer temperatures up to 92. And then Friday, it'll be in the low 90s with, again, a few afternoon thunderstorms. And over the weekend, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. So it looks like a hot weekend coming up.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Well, we do have another named storm. It's way up in the North Atlantic over the Gulf Stream or the North Atlantic Drift. And it's called Edward. Its highest winds are 40 miles per hour. Won't last very long and should fade out in the next 24 to 36 hours. We also have that low pressure area that I was talking about with the Florida Panhandle. It's going to move across northern Florida and southeast Georgia and into the Atlantic. And it could develop tropical characteristics over the Gulf Stream, so it could have somewhat of an impact on the Carolinas. And then also we have a tropical wave, a rather strong one now, approaching the Windward Islands. And that system looks like it may have a bit of a problem over the next couple of days, but we'll have to see what happens once it gets through that particular area.
All right. Dr. Bill, what about the dust? Is the dust still affecting us, the Saharan dust?
Yes. Yeah, the dust is still covering much of the tropical Atlantic, and it doesn't appear to be very thick anymore over the Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico. So right now we're looking pretty good as far as the dust is concerned.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 75 now at our studios. Traffic with Kane on the way, plus Dalton's got our sports. And we're turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106. Lots to talk about with the primary runoff elections coming up a week from tomorrow. More on that coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Do you need tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. Both Michelin and Goodrich are offering up to $150 rebate on a set of tires, which is more than double of any rebate offered before. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days, beginning June 27th and ending on July 6th. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So call me today at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Friendly Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far this morning with no new wrecks in the roadways from Loxley to Daphne, along I-10. Watch your speed. Officers been working some radar, but Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Looks good. 90 Range Line, Halls Mill Road, and northbound 65 in Saraland. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is the place to go. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring, hardwoods, and laminate. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
741 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Want y'all to say hello to my friend Larry Kirby at LCM. And after a big holiday weekend, let's talk inventory. How you looking?
We look great. We got a great inventory. We're getting ready for the rest of the month after the holidays over with. So we got a great selection of trucks.
SUVs, third rows, mid-size SUVs, cars, luxury sedans, and gas motors.
You, it's great, too, is y'all, as many selections of vehicles as y'all have. You have about as many selections on financing options for us.
Absolutely. That's really a big part of our success is the financing sources that we have. We're able to get great rates and long terms with our customers, and that makes it a buying experience a little less expensive.
All right. Let's talk about this. We're going to check out inventory and talk financing and everything in between. Give us directions to come see you.
Come see us Highway 90 at Plantation Road on line at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5 on the way in sports. 240 pounds of golfer in the mix.
That's right. Long Drive DeChambeau wins the PGA Tour. And also, I think this is huge news that was kind of under the radar this weekend. The Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians looking at possible name changes coming up soon, even before the 2020 NFL season.
All right, more of that coming up in a few minutes. Also, over the weekend, it's, Kanye West 2020.
Yeah.
He had said that back in 2015 or something, mm-hmm. that he was going to run for president, and now he said over the weekend that he's running in the 2020 election, going head-to-head with President Trump, I guess. I would argue that he would be going head-to-head with Biden, too, mm-hmm. right? Because he's talking about running as an independent. Problem is here, okay, so here's the tweet. He said, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision." So that came from Kanye West over the weekend. But the election's about 4 months away. West would still need to register with the FEC, the Federal Election Commission. He needs to have a platform of his campaign. And he will have to get enough signatures to get on the November ballot, which I don't think will be a big issue for him. I think he'd get the signatures. Now, of course, over the weekend, social media said, this is a plan between Kanye West and President Trump to pull votes away from Biden, mm-hmm. to make sure Trump wins.
That was my first thought.
You thought this was a political play to have a stalking horse candidate.
Yeah, well, actually, my first thought was Kanye West must have a new song or album coming out.
Well, he does, so that's the thing. That was where my mind was.
That's exactly right. But with Kanye, you don't know whether he's being serious or not. I mean, he did get the endorsement from Elon Musk. He tweeted back at Kanye saying, "You have my full support." And I guess Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said that West wouldn't be the worst option, but I did think maybe it's a little too late for him to jump into the race to actually have his name on the ballot, but I guess we'll see.
All right, so Kanye West 2020, put that into the mix here. Also, speaking of President Trump, regatta, they called it a rally, on the water rally, but boats, it's a regatta.
Mm-hmm.
That happened over the weekend as President Trump was celebrated by boats. The pictures I'm seeing are right there at Perdido Pass, on the north side of Perdido Pass. People with their flags, and so, I don't know, a couple hundred boats out there.
Yeah.
Flying their Trump flags. So that went on this weekend as well. And we're getting pictures on our text line of that at 343-0106. All right, coming right back, we'll check news headlines with WKRG and Dalton's got sports. One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave.
Eve. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At the Willis Law Firm, we've analyzed the coronavirus stimulus package for tax pros and cons, and we're closely following all updates, changes, and guidelines. So if you need us, contact us at willislawpc.com. We're all in this together, so please stay home, stay safe, and stay strong.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. As we enter the second half of summer, our current schedule of sports events includes competitions in youth basketball, youth baseball, softball, and even turkey calling. For more info as well as daily updates, visit MobileSportsAuthority.com. Go all out. We do.
All right, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau dominated in his final round on Sunday to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit by 3 shots. DeChambeau's total score of 23 under par was his lowest total on the tour. He spent the 3-month coronavirus quarantine bulking up to 240 pounds in order to hit longer shots. After the round, DeChambeau talked about reinventing himself.
It's a little emotional for me because I did do something a little different. I changed my body, changed my mindset in the game, and I was able to accomplish a win while playing a completely different style of golf.
21-year-old Matthew Wolf started the day with a 3-shot lead, but he finished the tournament second after making 5 bogeys in his first 10 holes. DeChambeau birdied 4 of his first 7 holes yesterday and closed with 3 straight birdies in the final round to shoot a 7-under-65. Kevin Kisner finished 3rd at 18-under, and Ryan Armour finished 4th at 16-under par. This weekend, a stacked field will compete at Murfield Golf Club in Ohio for the Workday Charity Open. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick continued his dominant 2020 season with his 3rd career Brickyard 400 win at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Coming out of turn 4, Kevin Harvick is going to see the checkered flag. He wins again at the Brickyard.
It's Harvick's 4th win of the season, with all 4 of those wins coming since NASCAR returned to the track in May. Denny Hamlin also has 4 wins this year and looked to be on his way to a 5th before blowing a tire and running into the wall with 7 laps to go. Harvick then beat Matt Kenseth off the final restart to win his 2nd straight Brickyard. Kenseth finished 2nd, followed by Eric Almirola, Brad Keselowski, and rookie Cole Custer. On Friday, 7-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson became the first NASCAR driver to test positive for COVID-19. Yesterday's race was the first that Johnson has missed in his entire career. This coming weekend, the series heads to Kentucky Speedway for the Quaker State 400. The NFL's Washington Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians announced over the weekend that they are reconsidering their nicknames after long being criticized by the public for having names that may be offensive to Native Americans. 2 people familiar with Washington told ESPN that the franchise will likely change its name before the start of the 2020 season. Washington's announcement came one day after FedEx said that it asked the team to change its name. FedEx is the team's most prominent sponsor, as the name sponsor of FedEx Field, where Washington plays. And Fred Smith, who is FedEx's founder and CEO, is a minority owner of the team. Then on Thursday, Nike, who is the NFL's apparel partner, removed the team's apparel from its online shop. Bank of America and PepsiCo also released statements supporting the changing of the name. Then a few hours later, MLB's Cleveland Indians also said they were considering a name change. Comes a year after retiring Chief Wahoo, their logo that had long been seen as a racist caricature. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves appear unwavering in their support of the team name. The Braves released a statement Saturday saying the team, quote, honors, supports, and values the Native American community. That will never change. As Major League teams prepare to begin the 2020 season later this month, 4 Braves players have tested positive for COVID-19. 4-time All-Star Freddie Freeman, Premier Relief pitcher Will Smith, Right-hander Tuki Toussaint and infielder Pete Cosma all tested positive. Freeman's wife Chelsea posted on Instagram that he had, quote, body aches, headaches, chills, and a high fever. She added, quote, we've been really strict for the last 4 months, haven't gone to a grocery store, haven't gone out to dinner once, haven't seen our friends, and still got the virus. And while he didn't test positive, Braves new pitcher Felix Hernandez announced over the weekend that he is opting out of playing in the 2020 season. The longtime Seattle Mariner signed a minor league deal with Atlanta in January and was competing for a spot in the rotation. Braves manager Brian Snitker said Sunday that Hernandez opted out because of the coronavirus pandemic. The MLB has scheduled the 60-game season to start on July 23rd. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pierce Law Firm Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No problems along 90, Range Line, and again, if you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, as we're seeing Daphne, Spanish Fort clear for now. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we have you covered. They've also got free estimates, too. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of our website, FMTalk1065.com. The Mobile County Health Officer, Dr. Bernard Eichold, has said unincorporated areas of Mobile County have a mask ordinance in effect as well. I guess municipalities make their own decision within the municipalities. Unincorporated areas, it's the same as Mobile and the police jurisdiction's requirement. Also, across the bay, Fairhope Mayor Karen Wilson says no to implementing a mask mandate. We'll talk about that next hour if we're going to have this kind of mixed bag. Mm-hmm. And Baldwin County has been, you know, I think one of the success stories out here. So what's different?
And with Baldwin County, even though they are seeing a new rise in cases, just like so much of Alabama is, they haven't reported a death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. I think that's an overlooked story right now.
I mean, we keep harping on it. Maybe we'll get picked up by some of the folks at the state level. And then a second stimulus check. Could this happen? It's something we've talked about in the past from our news partners at WKRG. It says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said this week the Senate will consider a new stimulus package in July, but some fear a new jobs report could derail any plans for a second round of economic relief payments to Americans. U.S. unemployment rate fell to 11.1% as the economy added a record 4.8 million jobs in June, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This follows May's report showing the country gained 2.5 million jobs. With an unemployment growth trend in place, many analysts feel lawmakers might move past a second round of stimulus checks, pointing to early signs of economic recovery. Nevertheless, you heard this, President Trump has suggested a very generous, to quote him, very generous second round of relief may be on the way. It's just unclear on how it might happen. President Trump said in an interview late last month, we will be doing another stimulus package, end quote. President offered few details, however, saying it will be very good, it will be very generous. So, does it happen? I don't, you know, people are going to line up and say, yeah, I could use it. I could use that money. But if we're already pulling out of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what letter, you know, V-shaped, L-shaped recovery, U-shaped, you know, W-shaped. You pick the letter for the recovery.
Right.
Do we need to add in another tranche of money being sent to We the People?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine how difficult this decision is for some of those that are in charge, because you look at the numbers, and we did the June job report late last week when it came out, and that's great news. But you look at the local level, and you can probably say this about many, many parts of America, even though we opened up last month and opened up some at the end of May, what we're seeing here recently are more businesses closing on a per-business basis as mm-hmm. they see cases come into their restaurants or other businesses. So I think that many do still need a little bit of economic help, but at what risk? You know, how much more money can we print before we're in even deeper trouble here in America?
No joke. We'll talk about that with you coming up next hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. Reminder, too, we're in the midst of another week of our FM Talk 106.5 Fish and Photo Contest. Y'all are piling those pictures in. I love it. Check it out. Go to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Drop a picture in the mix. Get folks to like it and win one of those FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Teens Dry Fit shirts. Just go to Facebook. Check it out there. Be right back.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, a Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
We all face legal issues every day.
I was in a car wreck. Do I need an attorney?
I have too many bills. How does bankruptcy work?
I think my doctor messed up. Can I sue?
Go to LawChat247.com to submit your question. Then listen to LawChat 24/7 every Tuesday night at 7 with your host, Mark Wolf, discussing legal topics of interest. Your question could be a conversation starter on LawChat 24/7.